This is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
There's going urge to delay emergency tariff review. Green Party criticizes government's approach to issuing mining licenses in Mufumbwe, and dozens of arrests during Angola fuel protests. Good afternoon, with the Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Former Minister of Energy Yamfua Mukanga has urged ZESCO Limited not to rush into reviewing the emergency electricity tariffs, warning that doing so while power supply remains unstable could burden consumers further. Reacting to the Energy Regulation Board ERB's announcement that ZESCO will review the emergency tariffs this week, Mr. Mukanga said that while he welcomes the move in principle, the timing is premature. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mukanga said that it would be pointless to review the tariffs when ZESCO is not providing sufficient electricity to people and many businesses are suffering due to the ongoing power shortages. This upward adjustment is not timely, as such a move would worsen the plight of Zambians already grappling with erratic power supply, said Mr. Mukanga. Meanwhile, the former minister expressed concern over the continued power deficit, despite government's assurances that electricity supply would stabilize by July. He also called on government to prioritize domestic power needs by halting electricity exports and directing ZESCO to increase supply hours to Zambian households and businesses.
It doesn't matter whether it will increase or it will reduce as long as it is not there. Because most of the people are not receiving enough energy to ensure that they have a proper life. So even if they increase, if they reduce, it will not make much sense. What is required is for the ZESCO to increase the hours of availability. They should stop the selling of power outside the country and ensure that the people of Zambia are given a decent life.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, says it is working closely with law enforcement agencies to investigate allegations of procurement malpractice involving the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. ZPPA Acting Director General Justin Matumuna reaffirmed the authority's commitment to transparency, accountability and integrity in public procurement, noting that Zambia's procurement system is anchored on a strong legal and institutional framework. Mr. Matumuna said ZPPA welcomes engagement from civil society and other stakeholders, encouraging whistleblowers to come forward with credible information regarding the alleged procurement corruption. At this point, whistleblowers are encouraged to come forward to speak out, knowing they are protected under the Public Interest Disclosure Protection of Whistleblowers Act No. 4 of 2010, said Mr. Matumuna in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that ZPPA remains steadfast in promoting good governance, fiscal discipline, and continuous improvement in procurement practices.
The Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, provides a solid foundation for the procurement processes across all public institutions, including ministries, provinces, spending agencies, and parastatals. This legislation is complemented by the Public Finance Management Act, No. 1 of 2018, and other relevant statutes that collectively promote good governance and fiscal discipline.
Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has criticized government's decision to begin issuing mining licenses to locals in Mufumbwe District of Northwestern Province, saying the move ignores the plight of displaced miners and recent fatalities in the area. This follows an announcement by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kabuswe, that government will start giving out licenses to local people in Mufumbwe this week. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba, who is also a mining expert, argued that mining licenses should have been awarded to the miners already operating on site to prevent further conflict and loss of life. There is a concern that this initiative may ultimately benefit foreign investors rather than the local communities it is meant to empower, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba further described government's approach as unconstitutional and a violation of Article 8 of the Zambian Constitution, which promotes equity and inclusiveness. He accused government of mishandling the mining sector, alleging that its policies fail to prioritize the rights and welfare of indigenous communities in mineral-rich areas.
In the best instance, is it, first of all, to go and protect those people who are already on site and stop anyone else to go in first to try and evaluate what was happening in a proper manner, document all those people. After you have documented all those people and you know that they are carrying out that return arrangement, depending on the space available, then that's allowing others also to come in areas which are not yet occupied.
Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Piri has cautioned local authorities against defined presidential directives on Constituency Development Fund CDF projects. Ms. Piri stated that the directives by the head of state to include maternity annexes, water and electricity in schools and hospitals under construction are non-negotiable. She made these remarks while leading a team from the Presidential Delivery Unit, PDU, in Insama District, where they inspected the progress works of the new maternity wing and theatre at Insama District Hospital. The maternity wing and theatre are nearing completion and are expected to be commissioned and handed over to the community within the next 2 months, said Ms. Piri in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, issued by Northern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Sandra Mulenga. Ms. Piri also stressed that all CDF projects approved by local communities must align with the presidential priorities, underscoring the importance of inclusive development. During the tour, the Deputy Permanent Secretary and her delegation also visited the newly commissioned mortuary at the facility, which was funded through the CDF.
But for us, I think it's a game change. It is a game change. What it is about CDF is that we just need to remove the political lenses and start looking at the development for the people. The moment we hold on to the banner because we need to play politics, we are actually stopping the very communities that need the development that is needed here. And the CF, PLGO, the presidential directive is not negotiable. Any person who's going to bring in plans for that particular area, that's where it's supposed to be. That's it. For Northern Province, we are not going to accept anything that has to do with the presidential directive.
In Africa News, what began as a three-day strike by taxi drivers in Luanda against rising petrol prices has escalated into one of the most widespread and disruptive waves of protests Angola has seen in recent years. Thousands of people joined demonstrations in the Angolan capital on Monday that saw roadblocks, shops looted, and clashes between demonstrators and the police. Police have arrested more than 100 people and condemned acts of urban terror, including the destruction of 20 buses. One local newspaper said at least 3 people have been killed in the protests, including a police officer, but there were no official confirmation of any deaths. Coming up shortly, Russia strikes prison in Ukraine, killing 17 and wounding dozens. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. A Russian airstrike on a prison in a frontline region in southeastern Ukraine has killed 17 people and wounded 42 others, Ukrainian officials say. The overnight attack in Zaporozhye also damaged surrounding homes, regional leader Ivan Fedorov said. Russian forces launched 8 strikes using high-explosive aerial glide bombs, he added. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned Russia's deliberate strike on the grounds of a correctional facility, accusing Moscow of killing Ukrainians when a ceasefire could have been long in place.
Sports update.
St- striker Ricky Banda is set to miss the Africa Cup of Nations.